I don't doubt for a moment that an important reason for China's interest are straightforward economic questions, opportunities for Chinese businesses and so on. And of course, there still remains a bit of that old competition we used to have between Beijing and Taiwan over representation. But I also think we are increasingly seeing a political and even a strategic component. China clearly does seek to become at least a leading power in the Western Pacific, and perhaps the leading power in the Western Pacific. And one of the things that it would naturally do as it moves towards that goal is to cultivate closer political and even strategic relations with all the countries in the region, including the smallest and in some ways the most remote. So I don't think we should be surprised to see there being a political and strategic element in China's approach to the South Pacific on top of the sort of a broader economic one.
Is that going to be easy for China to do? Because most Pacific countries have pretty strong relationships with Australia and New Zealand, which pour a lot of aid into the region.
Yeah, that's right. Australia and New Zealand do have a lot of assets going for them. A long history, quite deep familiarity, although that's declining in some ways, I think, as our expertise, at least in Australia's case, grows less. And of course, very long-standing defence and political relationships and so on. So it's not as though China can simply sweep us aside. But China also has quite a few cards to play. It has, of course, a lot of economic clout, and not just its capacity to dispense aid, but also simply the economic opportunities that, as Australia and New Zealand themselves have discovered, can flow from developing closer relationships with China. And China's always been willing to stipulate a political and strategic quid pro quo for getting access to the economic opportunities that China offers. Certainly Australia's felt that over the years, and pretty clear that that's at work in the South Pacific as well. So although we still have a lot of assets, Australia and New Zealand, I don't think we should underestimate what China can bring to the table as it starts trying to build its political and strategic position.
Well, if Australia and New Zealand have a rival in the Pacific like China, what does this mean? Does it have any implications for Australia?
That depends a bit on what happens. As long as Asia more generally remains peaceful and stable, as long in particular as the strategic rivalry between China and the United States doesn't get out of hand, then I don't think we have too much to worry about. But if strategic rivalry between America and China really intensifies, and that's not a very remote possibility, I mean, we're seeing a pretty clear pattern of intensification at the moment over the last few years and even months and weeks, if that trend continues, then I think the stronger China's position in the South Pacific becomes, the more potential problem that poses for Australia and New Zealand.
Well, there is one country that's quite deliberately building up very close relations with China, and quite publicly at the expense of Australia and New Zealand, that's Fiji. Now, Australia's trying to rebuild relations with Fiji after being pretty much at loggerheads after the coup, at a time when China's clearly playing a bigger role in the Pacific and in Fiji. Are these two related?
I think they very much are. I think from Fiji's point of view, they could see an opportunity in China's interest in building up its position in the Pacific to put pressure on Australia and New Zealand, to remind Australia and New Zealand that countries like Fiji have options. They don't just have to deal with the world through us. And I think, in a sense, Suva played the China card quite adroitly against Australia and New Zealand, certainly in Canberra, the way in which China paid attention to Fiji, the way in which Fiji responded to that I think, help to remind Australia that we needed to get on with Fiji one way or another. And I think that has helped propel Canberra towards a closer relationship.
Did Washington play a role in that? I noticed that Fiji had a meeting with Hillary Clinton in 2010. She had a meeting with Fiji's foreign minister, and it was only after that that Australia really started to try and change its policy towards Fiji.
Yes, I would be very surprised if there hadn't been quite close discussions between Washington and Canberra about the management of the Fiji issue. America itself is clearly quite concerned about their strategic rivalry with China in Asia more broadly, and they do see the enhancement of China's position in the South Pacific as an element in that. We can see that in the attention that Hillary Clinton herself has paid when she was Secretary of State to the South Pacific, turning up a few years ago towards the end of her time as Secretary of State at a South Pacific Forum meeting, for example, which is a pretty unusual step. And I think what we see there is a clear concern in Washington that an improvement in China's position in the South Pacific, an enhancement of its strategic and political standing there, would be a negative for Washington, because in the end, between the US and China, it's a zero-sum game.